469-3570.
The date's been set. I don't know if the beer is on ice yet, but Thursday at 6 o'clock, Sergeant Crowley and Professor Gates will meet along with the president in the White House for what I would assume would be an interesting conversation after all this race debate that has been going on as a result of the arrest of that Harvard professor and his subsequent release, of course, and the dropping of the charges and the accusations to the Cambridge Police Department leveled their way, and then the actions backwards and taking it back and saying that, you know, the police force is a good force there in Cambridge. So that happens on Thursday. In the meantime, healthcare, the debate rages on in Washington, D.C. Some of the major hurdles that have originally been discussed by the Democrats might be taken out of this so-called measure, because it really isn't formulated yet. It's 1,000 pages all over the place, and there's no hard and fast here's what it is. But there may be bipartisan cooperation on this, and I'll tell you why. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We like to say fondly, if you have ADD, you will love this puppy. It's a great ride. And you can chime in and throw in your two cents at any time. Just remember the numbers. It's very easy. 800-259-5791. Stick it on a magnet on your refrigerator. I know, because I'm dyslexic with numbers. I find if I do that, it becomes easy. Actually, I remember numbers because of jerseys of favorite players. So let your mind wander through 800-259-5791. At some time, I'll reveal the players' names and their jerseys and how I remember that. In the meantime, here's where we start. In Washington, of course, once again, it's not over the blunder by Biden. We'll get to that. Or the latest with Nancy Pelosi. It instead is all about where was Barack Obama born? Joseph Farah from World Net Daily has offered, I want to say, $10,000. Readers have chipped in to uncover the real, to somebody to say that they know where Obama was born and the real birth certificate situation. The White House has decided to fire back, and the White House flack, or whoops, spokesperson, Robert Gibbs, had this to say on Barack Obama's birth, which is supposed to be Honolulu, Hawaii. Here's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Robert, I hate to bring this up, but somebody has to.
Is there
anything you can say that will make the birthers go away?
No.
Or you want to try?
I mean, the God's honest truth is no. I mean, Bill, let's understand this. And I almost hate to indulge in such an august setting as the White House, and I mean this in seriousness, the White House briefing room discussing the made-up fictional nonsense of whether or not the president was born in this country. A year and a half ago, I asked that the birth certificate be put on the Internet because, Lord knows, if you got a birth certificate and you put it on the Internet, what else could be the story? Here's the deal, Bill. If I had some DNA, it wouldn't assuage those that don't believe he was born here. But I have news for them and for all of us. The president was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, the 50th state of the greatest country on the face of the earth. He's a citizen. But I have no doubt that Lester will ask me soon and that I will receive email. I'm not entirely sure about that, Lester, but I'm happy to wager that you'll never ask me another birth question again. But there we go. I'll take my winnings, put it in my son's college fund. But no, nothing will assuage them. There are 10,000 more important issues for people in this country to discuss rather than whether or not the president is a citizen when it's been proven ad nauseum. Yes, sir.
All right, so you heard Gibbs' comment there. And there was a story, and I think it was in the USA Today, Dr. Fukina, the director of the Hawaii State Department of Health, said, I've seen the original records that are on file by, you know, the State Department of Health here that verify that Barack Hussein Obama was born in Hawaii and is a natural-born American citizen. I have nothing further to add to the statement or original statements because, of course, they're being bombarded that I issued back in October of 2008. So the birthers, they tried to put an end to the belief that he was not born in the United States and was ineligible to run for the office of president. We know that we've seen billboards, etc. And I think it might have even been Lou Dobbs. He was one of the early people who said that they had destroyed the original 1961 birth certificate without citing any kind of a source. And there was a congressional resolution introduced by Hawaii's Congressman Abercrombie commemorating the 50th anniversary of the island's statehood. And I was there. I saw the T-shirts. It's a big deal, obviously, because it is 50 years. And it was postponed because of a whereas clause noting Obama's Hawaii birthplace. And so the line, and this is what it says, whereas the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, follow along, was born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961, has been construed by a lot of people who believe Obama is not a U.S.-born citizen as an attempt to get Congress to affirm the citizenship of Barack Obama. So, you know, here's the deal. What, they're saying that they've seen the original one. There has to be a way to end this once and for all. I mean, if you have the long-form birth certificate, that would satisfy, I'm sure, anybody who has doubts about the credibility of that. I think what's more important is the credibility of Obama. Where is that headed? Forget the whole where was he born thing. I think that what we're starting to see in some of these answers and what happened in this latest controversy, it's the fact that either the people around him, some of them are bumbling idiots, or don't get anything off the cuff because it constantly is falling apart. The CIA stuff, this latest thing that happened in Massachusetts, and there was an easy way to avoid that comment, even a no comment at this time. I know the local authorities are handling it, or I'm friendly with Professor Gates, and I know they're investigating. I trust the law enforcement will uncover what happened and will have a satisfactory answer. Trust me, I could easily write these lines for him, and probably so could some of you. So I think forget the birth certificate thing. It's more about the bumbling and stuff that's happening now in these 6 months that scares me. Is it just the people around him? Is it this constant pointing back to the last administration? Who cares? Who cares? We have too many things on the plate right now. Healthcare, of course, being one of them. Climate control, of course, being one of them. Unemployment rate soaring, another thing to worry about. Nuclear proliferation in, what, North Korea? What's going on with Iran? What's going on with our own defense in the United States? Too many serious issues, right, to worry about. Just produce the long form, and then that's right. You can be done with it. Certainly right to question things when there seems to be a shroud of mystery, Mr. Gibbs. 800-259-5791. You got the numbers. You can jingle them. What do you think? Should this whole birth certificate thing just go away? Is it nonsense, or do you think it's real? Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Michael Vick reinstated the NFL, but there is a little bit of an asterisk included in that, or a warning, maybe a better way to say it. And also, Lance Armstrong gets slammed to the ground by the Tour de France winner, Alberto Contador. I'll tell you why. But in the meantime, here on America Tonight, we talk about this all the time, sleeper cells. It's not made-up fairy tales. I truly believe, whether they're homegrown, whether they're influenced by what's going on, whether they're radicalized in prisons, etc., doesn't matter. If a jihadist is a jihadist is a jihadist, I don't care where they're born, but what's polluting their mind and ultimately what's at stake for us in the United States is what I care about, the security. I don't want to get phone calls. I've got family spread all over this great country. I don't want to get any phone calls about something happening in a neighborhood where one of my family members are, frankly. For any of the listeners, I don't want you to have any of that bubble up in your backyard. As somebody who lives very near what happened with the Holy Land Foundation and was almost touched by that in the sense, if you remember that, they were prosecuted and, of course, funneling money to the cause, as it were, Al-Qaeda, etc. I was a stone's throw away from that and was doing a talk show where they were calling about charity functions they were having, but we never bid on it and never did it, thank goodness. Who knew? A lot of people were trying to help out, thinking that they were doing good things. Well, anyway, it's easy to infiltrate, right? Raleigh, North Carolina. Father and his two sons, to be specific, and four other North Carolina men, they're being accused of military-style training at home and actually plotting what they're terming a violent jihad. This through a series of terror attacks abroad, right? Now, the group was led by a guy named Daniel Patrick Boyd. who lived, follow this, lived in a lakeside home in a rural area just south of Raleigh. He and his family would walk their dogs. They had a drywall business. But two decades ago, he was trained in a terrorist camps in Pakistan and Afghanistan and fought against the Soviets for 3 years before coming back to the United States. Now, there was an indictment that was released today, but it didn't give any real specific details of the plans or the targets overseas. But it claims that some of the defendants traveled to Israel with the intent of doing, you know, something pretty violent and returned home without success. So whatever happened, their plan didn't work. And this once again, this points out the need to be alert to what's happening around you, because it's that assimilation. There are terrorists and supporters that aren't just in some wacky places far, far, far away from here on other shores. They can be grown right here. It could fester. It could be somebody radicalized, which was my thought in many... Oh, yeah. You hear too many of those chants, you might get a little bit nervous. It's like the Gitmo controversy. Sure, bring them here. Put them in our jails, no problem. But then the answer back is, well, if they're in a lockdown security, how can that infiltrate the minds of others? But our own FBI director, Robert Mueller, says absolutely he didn't want to see that happen because of the radicalization process. Here's a good example. And who knew that this guy was there, living there? I saw pictures of the house. It's an ideal setting. A beautiful house, family guy, had the kids. Who's thinking that? Nobody's thinking that. So they made their first court appearance, and they were charged with providing material support to terrorism. If they're convicted, what they would get, of course, would be life in prison. And even the one guy, Daniel Patrick Boyd, he had a nickname or an alias, if you want to call it, and the alias is Saifullah. Mm. And encouraged others, heavily recruiting, encouraged other people to get involved in the whole jihad thing. Yeah. And apparently, he belonged to a mosque that was moderate, but he stopped attending the services there and instead started to meet for prayers at his home with others, I guess some of the people, and boy, just nasty stuff. Just again, a quick reminder that to all of us that don't be dumb, things happen. And once again, they're the evidence, how'd they get the evidence? It comes back to that. Well, they got the evidence under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Yeah. And they had the one unsuccessful attempt in Israel, came home, then went to Jordan in 2006, tried to do the same thing. They tried to raise money to fund the travel. So I think that it sounds like they have their ducks in a row, and they have enough evidence to probably nail them to a wall. Speaking of nailing someone to a wall, as we kind of jump around here to get you up to date, from these jihadist guys in North Carolina and whatever it was they were going to do, and ultimately how would it affect the United States? Was it just in other places, or would there be things that would happen on our own shores? In a different form of, I think, attack, you got to check this out from Washington. I read the headline, and then I called someone I knew, and I said, you know, is this really true? You have Senator Kent Conrad, you have Chris Dodd, that were actually told that they were getting VIP mortgage discounts from, yeah, a big-time lender, right? And both senators have said at the time the mortgages were being written, they didn't know they were getting what they call unique deals from Countrywide Financial. And, of course, that's the company that crippled us, went on to lose billions of bucks on home loans, bogus home loans, to credit-strapped people. And Dodd keeps saying, I didn't get any preferential treatment. I didn't get any. He got two Countrywide mortgages in 2003, refinanced his home in Connecticut, another in D.C. For Conrad, two of the mortgages in 2004 were for a beach house in Delaware and an 8-unit apartment building in Bismarck, in North Dakota. Now, the guy who worked up these mortgages, or at least worked in that section, that VIP section is what they're calling it, Robert Feinberg, told investigators that they were made aware. They were made aware that who you know is basically how you're coming in here. That, so that they did get preferential treatment. Wow. I wonder what happens here. Does anything happen with Dodd? I mean, Dodd has the banking committee. He's a big player in two big areas, solving the housing foreclosure and financial crisis and putting together that complete re-rack of the U.S. healthcare system. Wow. And, you know, there's been all this controversy that bubbled up before over the mortgages. So you got to think, you're listening to me in Connecticut. You might think twice. I mean, this is a guy, a five-term senator, and he's up for re-election in 2010. Then you look at Conrad. He's the guy who chairs the budget committee. He's got a big role in the health care debate. And also the legislation to curb global warming. So both of them were VIP borrowers in what they called, the program specifically was called Friends of Angelo. And Angelo Mozilla was the chief executive of Countrywide. And that, of course, was a crippling thing to this country. I mean, they played a huge part. I can't even think of enough adjectives that I can say on the air to talk about Countrywide, but they were huge in the foreclosure crisis. All those defaults and the subprime loans. And then we know the rest of the story. It was bought up. The company was bought up last July by Bank of America. Would they pay like $2.5 billion? And, of course, Mozilla, Friends of Angelo, Mozilla has been charged with civil fraud and illegal insider trading by the Security and Exchange Commission. And he's saying he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, so they got the treatment. Oh, you just have to dig enough and you'll find stuff, man. That's what it's all about. You just keep digging. Even Feinberg could face criminal prosecution if they can prove that he made false statements. Because he was questioned by the ethics committee, six of the senators on the ethics committee, heavily about that. I mean, there were closed-door committee appearances. We know this. I mean, we've talked about it when it came up. But what the spokespeople are saying, like the spokesperson for Conrad is saying that he never asked for and he wasn't aware of any loans of preferential terms. I mean, how can that not be? These guys aren't idiots. They're getting good deals on their mortgages. They're not questioning it. Of course they're questioning their mortgages. Please. Anybody think anything shady is going on there? 800-259-5791. We'll re-rack on the flip side and give you some more headers.
You must be very proud of yourself.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Obama and the birthers, the battle continues, the White House reacts. Should this just be kicked to the curb, as the White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs suggests, or should there still be a press for long-form proof of a birth certificate? Hey, everybody. Kate here on America Tonight, as per usual, standing guard with you across America. Hope everyone's doing well. Flip me an email, americatonight.net. Also, we have healthcare as the number one thing that people are talking about at work, really, honestly. Hey, people are talking about it, at least, of course, because they're scared to death as to what's going to happen. Now, there may be a more palatable option, but is it really that? And they're calling it a centrist kind of deal, what's starting to be carved out. There are six senators, the Blue Dog guys, who could really stop this. But one of the things that has been tossed out is a government-run plan, because the government option, of course, would be dicey when you put it up against a private, I'll call it enterprise, but a private hospitalization, etc. If you have a private plan through a corporation versus the public option, what does that do ultimately? Would that not kill some of the doctors out there and some of the hospitals and everything in between? I mean, this is a wicked financial web, and trying to sort it out. Is it great to be 37th on the list of healthcare? No. Is it ridiculous to be there? Yes. But at the same time, there are people that are getting great care. There are people that like their coverage. There are people that can afford good care. There are people that can't afford it, and they should have some kind of an offer, I believe. And we're, because here's the problem. When you're taking others who are in the country illegally. You're saying, hey, you came across the border and you're making a living under the table or with a false social security or, you know, whatever the circumstance. Maybe even you're a good person. You had it crappy in Mexico. You love America. You knew you couldn't get in through the line, so you came across the border however you could. You're under the radar. But the bottom line is that has been a crippling part of what's happened to healthcare with some of the hospitals because they can't afford it. And then the treatments, and then the doctors at some of these ERs feel crazed that do they have to put people out on the street? Do they want to be the person that kicks somebody out on the street? No. So who pays for that healthcare? And the answer is ultimately we all do. So it goes back to that same problem again, the headcount, right? If this had just been enforced 3 decades ago, we wouldn't be sitting in this situation, I believe, anyway. In the meantime, an interesting study has come out about texting. You won't be surprised by this. Since we've talked about accidents before, like what happened in Washington, sadly what happened in Los Angeles last year, people getting on a train, trying to go back to their family, just trying to get home, and they're killed because somebody is texting while they're operating a train. Now, what about people in cars? Of course we know this happens. Look around you. I don't even challenge you. Just start to do it. Go to work. Start to look around at the cars around you. See some kind of swerve a little bit like they're not paying attention. See if they have anything in their hand. Maybe it's just strictly the cell phone, but maybe they're looking down and they're texting or holding it up. I've seen that a bunch lately. So the very first study of drivers texting inside their cars shows that the risk exceeds anything that we've heard from the estimates on this laboratory research. It's incredible. They're saying, check this out. This new study, what they did was they outfitted the cabs of long-haul trucks with video cams over 18 months, okay? Brilliant way to do this. They found when the drivers texted, their collision risk was 23 times greater than when they weren't. Of course. Of course, because you're taking your eyes from the road. Even if you're a great multitasker, like I'm a pretty good multitasker, but do you want me on the road driving, looking down because I'm going to hear the ping of the text, or someone's pinged me, I'm going to look down at it, and that I've got an iPhone, got these tiny little keys, and I'm going to pop them up, and I'm going to still be driving down the freeway or on the back roads? Doesn't matter where I'm driving. I have to avert my eyes. You have to avert your eyes. I don't care who you are. Don't care who you are. Unless you have supernatural powers, and then if you do, I want you to call this show. Don't call George Norrie. Call this show. And we'll talk about it, and you can prove it on the air. So moments before a crash or near a crash, drivers spent about 5 seconds looking at whatever it was, the BlackBerry, the iPhone, whatever they were texting through, cell phone, anything. And enough time at what you would call the typical highway speeds to cover more than the length of a football field. Wow. And trucks, of course, take longer to stop and are less maneuverable than cars. So it applies to all drivers. Truckers, car drivers, teenagers in the car, or, you know, I don't care who you are. Just a stupid thing to do. I'll say it again. It is so obvious. I don't care if you're in Jersey. I don't care if you're in New York. I don't care if you're in Illinois, California, Washington. We all know this. There are places to pull off and do it. If it's really vital and you're expecting a text and you hear it, you have it next to you in the seat, you hear this ping, for some reason it's a job offer or you're waiting for information to come back to you, great. Pull into McDonald's and text them back. I just don't get this. 36 states don't ban texting while driving. 14 do. And the 14 that do include Alaska, California, Louisiana, and Jersey. New York, they've got a bill sent to the governor. But some people in some states reject the rules because they say they need more information to determine whether you should ban texting. See, here's the thing. You got drivers talking on phones. You have drivers texting. We know this. What are the common things people are doing? Anything that's distracting them, I just don't see how anyone can defend that. I mean, I get that a lot of times people feel it's too big brotherish. Gosh, how many laws are we going to have about what we can do in our car, what we can do? But I'm sorry, I'd rather have the texting cell phone law if it protects all of us. And there have been, you know, like May, there was the trolley car driver in Boston. He crashed. Why? He was texting his girlfriend. What could have been that vital? Someone he probably saw day in and day out, of course. Or whether he did or not, could have texted on a break, anything. But texting is sore because this is how people communicate. Do you know that phone users in the United States sent 110 billion messages? 110 billion in December. That's a tenfold jump up in just 3 years. So, however this study comes out, I don't care. I think it pretty much tells us what we already know. I mean, even they did a study of college students using a driving simulator, and it showed an 8 times greater risk when texting than when not texting. And I don't think, no matter who does it, and that was the University of Utah, I don't care what university does it, who does it, I think they're going to come up with the same results. Does anybody out there listening to me think, you know what, this is just smacks too much of Big Brother. It just, there's just too many regulations. And even though I don't like it, I wouldn't go there. 800-259-5791. Donovan, you've seen in your own life, you've told us before, you're a big biker and you bike to work and then you get on public transportation for the rest of the way home. With the people around you and people you know, has anybody ever had anything happen as a result of a driver hitting them, maybe distracted, whatever?
Well, my upstairs neighbor, I got rear-ended last winter, went flying about 30 feet through the air by a driver who didn't see him, despite the fact that he was had three red rear lights on the back of his bicycle. I know I've kicked a number of quarter panels in my time, usually when people are trying to turn into my lane.
Right, and so they're distracted by something.
Yeah, well, I've seen them with the phones, either dialing or texting, or I don't know what they're doing, but yeah, that loud thump that comes from outside of your car is my message to you at that point, and you should pay attention to that one, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. As much as I am all about freedoms, this is just one where I just can't join people in this one. Just can't do it. I just don't understand. I mean, driving, especially now with how crowded the roads are, even in a lot of the suburban areas, I just don't. Everybody is rushing to get somewhere. Every single day I see somebody doing something stupid anyway, right? So you can't, surely we know this, you cannot legislate safe driving. You can't. But you can help the driving culture, I think, and one of the things that might help is a few more stringent fines if it's the cell phone or texting, which this goes against my grain. This usually is not anywhere where I would go at all. Like, I don't like the red light cameras. I think they're ridiculous. I don't like the ideas of cameras all over the place either. But I know, as a multitasker myself, as somebody who could probably be pretty good at it, it is so bloody dangerous, driving while texting, right? And you think of driving under the influence and, of course, being distracted there. So are you not driving under a different influence when you're texting or you're distracted by the phone? Yeah, right? I think so. They just have to pull off. Just pull off. I get it. I get that everybody needs to talk to everyone. Pull off. That's the safest thing you can do. Please. Sports shorts around the bend.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Here on America Tonight, we got to make one pit stop. Yeah, let's roll out that dungeon. After talking about texting, I started to think about it a little bit more. 23 times, 23 times more possibilities of a crash. So as much as I'm all about holding on to as many rights as possible, I just can't go there with the texting thing. It's almost like the driver's license should be harder to get. If we have all these nincompoops on the road who can't get it straight in the first place, and then they're consumed with a million other things on their mind, that they're trying to put makeup on, reading books, texting, talking on the phone, and absolutely not paying attention to what's happening in front of them. I see every day. Every day there are examples of it. I hate to say that. I would love it if everybody was responsible, defensively driving, and it was just that occasional problem here and there, but it's more than occasional. And, you know, the worst thing is, even in Hawaii, I noticed this when I was fortunate enough to go to Maui, you know, when you see the crosses and the flowers and, you know, there's been an accident and you start to wonder, geez, how was that accident caused? Was it just a tragically sad thing? Somebody lost control of the vehicle and they were actually obeying all the laws of the road? Or was it some fool with a cell phone that wasn't paying attention, dropped the phone, grabbed the phone, somehow got distracted, and it ended in tragedy for somebody? Once the life goes, you can't get it back. Life is short enough. Let's roll out the dungeon and throw all the texters while driving into that dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta start thinking about that, dudes. You don't want to. You don't want to end up in that situation. Steve is listening to us in Missouri. Yo, Steve, what's happening?
How's it going, Kate?
Good.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm sort of in a weird realm here with regard to this texting because, for one, I'm one of the few in my age group that I won't mention have recently, dare I say, jumped on the cell phone. Okay, so this is how archaic I am. But I've also started to text, okay? And the reason I say this is because I got a new cell phone that's touchscreen.
Right.
And it makes texting more difficult, in my opinion. But again, maybe I'm too old to just appreciate texting overall. But one thing that I ask, and this isn't, I'm not laying blame at the foot of the phone companies, but I do wonder, you know, where do they play a role? So, you know, where are they held accountable? Because obviously the individuals we should be held accountable for what we do, while, you know, behind the wheel and texting and whatnot. I just wonder and that's just kind of like a hypothetical question, you know, where do phone companies fall in here? I mean, what's their role in trying to maybe educate or at least, you know, do, I mean, I'm not saying that it's like a breathalyzer type thing where if you're driving, you know, your texting function just doesn't work, which might be a good thing. I just wonder what their role is.
Here's one thing, Steve, for sure. If you text and then you crashed, easily you can get those records. So they would know, here was the time of the crash, here was the text. They would be able to nail you like they have with the Boston situation, et cetera. They'd be able to get the records and find that, so they already have that. What role does the phone company play? That's interesting to pose it that way, because I think they don't care. It's all about the money. It's a money grab. It's like the 70s when they had the radio stations where you'd get in the money tunnel or whatever it was, the glass booth, and you'd grab dollars. It's a money grab.
Right.
And so yeah, they want you to text, and they want to charge you, and they want to compete and give you the best plan because they want more people to jump on their plan. So when somebody does something different, so they're not going to do anything to educate the public that I can think of, but it is up to you, and you're right. What the problem is the responsibility aspect. And all of us, I mean, all of us, it's like I said, I'm good at multitasking. I'm sure I could do it, but you know what? I do this show and I think about it more. I think I'm talking about that. I don't need to text somebody. If somebody needs to get a hold of me, what did they do 10 years ago when I didn't have a cell phone?
I must admit the beauty a couple weeks ago. I just moved into a new place, and in the process of moving, I lost my cell phone charger. And I didn't have it for 3 days. And swear to you, it was as if I didn't exist. I mean, my mom thought she swore I was in jail. when I got that thing turned on, it was like one after another. I had about 20 text messages, and I don't even keep up with them normally when it is working. So I just thought, wow, yeah, exactly. What happened, you know, long before email? I mean, you know, just, I don't know. It's a statement. I mean, I wonder why the need to constantly be able to just say your random thoughts of this guy next to me is wearing ugly shorts or whatever you're going to do, you know.
and it's absolutely true. It's like Twitter. That's what people do. They go on Twitter and say, hey, I just woke up. I had a great cup of Java. You should try it. I had some Kona coffee, whatever. It is ridiculous. In one way, technology is great and it's amazing the things that we can do. But in another way, a couple of different things have happened. Steve-O, thanks for the call, by the way. Be careful out there with that texting. Don't be texting out there. In another ways, of course, it's killed conversation. It's killed letter writing because people don't write letters. And it's so brilliant in one sense and so negative in the other sense. It's just like me when I just had the chance to go chill in Hawaii. I mean, what a great thing. So I was able to do this show here and there in Hawaii, but I was disconnected in other ways that I normally wouldn't be as disconnected in. And trust me, all day long I get, and I have to for what I'm doing because of trying to contact people, of trying to get the real scoop in Washington or whatever. But what did I do before that? What did we all do before that? And it's come to a point where it's sadly the thing that's missing is that human contact, and we're seeing some of the problems as a result. And I don't think the phone companies Steve asked about that, their responsibility. They're not doing anything but worrying about where the money is going to be. Speaking of the money, Lance Armstrong was in the money in a sense because he came in third place in the Tour de France, and it was great because you think of this guy, 37, 38. Now he's coming back next year with his own team. His teammate, Alberto Contador, who has incredible legs. I mean, this guy flew up the mountains, seriously. Said afterwards when he was asked about his relationship with Lance Armstrong, he said, "Lance, my relationship with Lance is zero. He's a great rider and he has completed a great race, but on a personal level, I've never had great admiration for him and I never will." He had like 3 weeks where there was silence. He never said anything about his rivalry with Armstrong and apparently was pretty tense. And he played it down through the race, which wrapped up, of course, in Paris. They were both on the stand in the end. They were both there on the podium raising their arms, but they're not going to ride again together because Armstrong rides for Team Radio Shack, and by the time that ride picks up, he'll be 38. Contador is going to sign with another team. So what about Lance Armstrong? How did he feel? How did he feel about not winning the Tour de France, for example? Here's what he had to say.
I wanted to come in first. But sometimes in sports, there's somebody that's better. And I was that guy for 7 years. And I never understood what it felt like to get second or third. I'm 38 now, and you race guys that are 24, 25, or 26, and they're fast or strong. They have acceleration. They have all of the things that you had at that age. And you get third. That's what's the great thing about the Tour, is that the best man always wins. Well, I used a lot of the same training, the same idea with diet. I mean, the only difference, I guess, is that I'm now 38 years old. So a 38-year-old man does not wake up every day like a 28-year-old. But I can't complain. I think I rode well. Obviously, I have to have a love for the bike. I have to have a love for the Tour. Otherwise, this is too hard. This is just way too damn hard to go out and do this. But my passion for fighting cancer and fighting it, not just in Texas or in the United States, but around the world. You know, these days it's easy to get feedback. When people have a comment or have an issue, they let you know. And most of them are regarding cancer. So that tells me that the people understand. Right? They've been affected, either themselves or their loved ones. And they understand it, and they say, keep going. You know, pedal hard for them tomorrow. Pedal hard for my mom or for my neighbor or my coworker.
Armstrong, by the way, finished third, 5 minutes, 24 seconds behind Contador. As for Contador, on Twitter, just a short while ago, Armstrong said, seeing these comments from AC, if I were him, I'd drop this dribble and start thanking his team.